Father Innocent Dresdo is the priest at the Holy Resurrection Cathedral in Kodiak. He says that the reaction to the war has been universal among the Russian Orthodox community in Alaska.
The initial reaction, of course, has been one of sadness and heavy-heartedness, because anytime there is violence and aggression, it is something that is contrary to our faith, no matter what the source of that may be.
Father Innocent has a diverse parish. People from all over the world come to work in Kodiak's canneries, and the Russian Orthodox among them go to worship at the Holy Resurrection Cathedral. It's not unusual for him to have multiple Ukrainians and Russians together at the cathedral, although this year hasn't seen many Russian Orthodox congregants from overseas at his services. Russian Orthodoxy in other parts of the world has factions. In 2019, the churches in Ukraine were separated from those in Russia by decree of the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople, the highest spiritual authority in the Orthodox world, and were granted autonomy from the Moscow-based church. Father Innocent says that for him, his primary job remains ministering to people, no matter where they may have come from or what the state of the world is.
In our experience here in stateside, when we are ministering to Russians or Ukrainians, we seek to minister to them with the same compassion, love, and grace, because obviously they're not responsible for what is happening in their home countries.
Outside of ministry, the war in Ukraine is having a big impact on the Orthodox community here on Kodiak Island. For adherence to the Russian Orthodox faith, Kodiak had long been the gateway to North America for the Russian Empire. On Spruce Island near Kodiak, pilgrims from around the world journey annually in August to honor St. Herman, who converted thousands of Alaska natives living around Kodiak in the 19th century.
That is a history that Russians are very proud of. And so they actually have hundreds of pilgrims who've come over the years to Kodiak from Russia to walk in those footsteps of the monks that inspire them as an act of faith and an act of pilgrimage. We do feel a sense of heavy-heartedness. I've already had cancellations of pilgrims that were going to come from Russia this summer.
To this day, Kodiak has a thriving Russian Orthodox community, many of whom are descendants of Alaska natives who were converted by St. Herman back in the early 1800s. There is also an Orthodox theological seminary on the island and an Orthodox school for at-risk youth. In Kodiak, I'm Dylan Simard.